Well, now you may need a whiteboard because we're going to go to that New York Times report that former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe has turned over a memo to Robert Mueller's team, which describes conversations McCabe had with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein at the time that FBI Director James Comey was fired. Now, McCabe says Rosenstein told him that President Trump asked him to reference the Russia investigation in a memo criticizing James Comey. Rosenstein did not. He only mentioned Comey's handling of the Hillary Clinton emails, and McCabe reportedly expressed concern that Rosenstein was giving President Trump cover. For a look at the latest swirling around the Russia investigation, NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing joins us. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Robin.
And look, this memo challenges the president's explanation of the firing. Just today he tweeted, "Not that it matters, but I never fired James Comey because of Russia. The corrupt mainstream media loves to keep pushing that narrative, but they know it's not true." But he'd already told NBC's Lester Holt he fired Comey in part because of the Russia thing. So this memo seems to be more about Rod Rosenstein, who's overseeing the Mueller investigation. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right. It's important because these contemporaneous documents, these memos that former FBI Director Comey wrote, and now we've learned former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe wrote, could be evidence in some kind of future proceeding. Attorneys and juries tend to take very seriously the notes that people keep at the time events are taking place, which is why so much importance is attached to them. And as you said, what McCabe is saying is Rosenstein told him that Trump told him that he wanted the explanation given for Comey's dismissal to relate to the Russia case in some way. The president is now denying that, although, as you mentioned, he's given many different reasons and explanations for why he fired Comey. But that's important because if the special counsel's office is going to make a case to the public or to Congress or potentially in court against the president that he might have tried to frustrate the investigation and obstructed justice, which is against the law, this could be evidence in that case.
Well, and again, just to be clear, does Rod Rosenstein suffer in that, in not, you know, putting in what he knew was the reason that President Trump wanted Comey fired?
Well, we don't know enough right now to give an assessment about that, but we do know that people have said about the Deputy Attorney General, Mr. Rosenstein, all along that he's a survivor. He does what he needs to do in any given situation to fulfill his responsibilities in the most careful way that he can. And that has been a theme with him the entire time he's been on the national scene at the Justice Department. After Comey was fired, he appointed the special counsel in Mueller. He went to Congress and briefed members about that. We've also learned since then that he signed warrant applications to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court asking for surveillance to continue on at least one person who worked for the Trump campaign, Carter Page, and that has put him afoul of the president. The president's been very frustrated with the leadership of the Justice Department because, according to these reports, he wants it to protect him, and the Attorney General Jeff Sessions has recused himself from Russia, and Rosenstein, in this view, has not been protecting him as well as he might. On the other hand, he did write the memo the president asked him to write, coming up with reasons for Comey's firing based on his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And according to this McCabe report, he may have told the president, Rosenstein, it would look bad if I included Russia in that explanation, and so I'm not going to do so. So he's in a very difficult situation, as you point out.
Look, yesterday Rudy Giuliani called for Mueller to finish his work by September to avoid influencing the midterms, and actually drew a parallel to 2016 when James Comey announced the investigations into Clinton's private email server right before the election and then, you know, withdrew it. But Democrats say way too short notice. Now Giuliani says if Mueller doesn't wrap up soon, he will influence voters, as Comey's criticized of doing. Does this really serve the Trump administration? Because they've been saying that had nothing to do with the election.
Well, there's been a lot of pivoting by the president and his allies and his supporters on this. The president said separately in a tweet that Mueller was going to be meddling or interfering in the midterm elections as part of the strategy to use a lot of the terms that critics have used against him and just pivot them back. You see them alluding to Democrat collusion with Russia, for example, or an abuse of power by the Justice Department. No one knows as a factual basis what the special counsel's office is going to do. People have speculated that Mueller would be cognizant of those concerns about interfering with the democratic process, but he follows his own lodestar. Mm-hmm. He does what he thinks is correct. And so even though President Trump's name is not on the ballot in the midterm elections, he may be cognizant of those precedents from Comey in 2016.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Phil, thanks as always.
Thank you.